17, request for January 2011 public hearing proposed establishment of agriculture opportunity zones. Mr. Travelstead, good afternoon. Letting the staff carry all of the weight today?
This item comes to you courtesy of the Virginia General Assembly, who has directed that the commission establish what they are calling aquaculture opportunity zones. The purpose of these zones, based on discussion we heard last winter up in Richmond, is to make it a little bit easier for individuals who are interested in doing cage aquaculture of having an opportunity to do that without having to find ground that is suitable for leasing and going through the process of applying for that, paying to have it surveyed, and ultimately paying annual rent on that. Those costs of going through that process can range from $600 to $1,100, a one-time fee, and then an annual rent of $1.50 an acre. In response to the General Assembly's directive, we gathered a committee of staff here in the agency consisting of fishery and habitat and law enforcement, engineering and surveyors to find ground that was not part of the Baylor survey and that had not been leased by other individuals. And we think we've been successful in doing that. Now, I will tell you, we've had very little interest in this whole process from the public. We've presented this information to our shellfish committee on a couple of occasions with very little feedback. That may change when we get this message out to the public and show them the areas that we're talking about. These are, in general, three areas we were looking at off Tangier, and we have more specifically identified the zones here now. Some of these are quite large, up to 200 acres. Others are much smaller, and I'll just quickly go through these. This is the Rappahannock River where we were looking. These are the more specific sites that you probably can't make heads or tails of these at this point, but we'll do our best to advertise these to the public. We then went to all of the tributaries of the Mobjack Bay and identified some potential sites and have since locked those in with surveys. There has been a great deal of interest by the Middle Peninsula Planning District Commission and Matthews County in creating areas in the Mobjack, and I'm hoping these areas in the Mobjack Bay tributaries will satisfy them. They're undergoing there's an effort to enhance waterborne industries in Matthews County with some type of aquaculture park, and I think these enterprise zones, if you will aid their efforts substantially. What we'd like to do is advertise these to the public, make sure they're okay with them. Some of these, you know, may end up being eliminated. We just don't know what to expect from the public at this stage. And this doesn't mean that this is the final list. A year from now, 2 years from now, we may have interest expressed by an individual or a county, a local government, for sites elsewhere, and we could certainly add them at that time. For instance, if one of these sites is a major crabbing area where people consistently set their pots, we don't want to put aquaculture cages right on top of that area. That's the kind of thing we'll find out from public comment, I hope. In addition, in your evaluation, you'll see a list of 15 measures that we would suggest apply to these zones. They are taken almost verbatim from the regulation that governs how citizens can use aquaculture cages on their own leases. So by creating the same standards, people who are using aquaculture cages on leases will be treated identical to the people who will use them on the aquaculture opportunity zones. So cages will be the same size, non-toxic. They're not going to be put on top of SAV beds. If you're not using them, you have to remove them. Number six Use of the assigned plots shall be restricted to 1 hour before sunrise to 1 hour after sunset. We'd like to tighten that up a little bit, at least for purposes of public comment, and say from sunrise to sunset. And then you can change that, if, depending upon what kind of public comment you get. Bottom line is we don't want people out there working these things in the dark. You know, particularly when they're close to shore, you're gonna upset the people on shore.
Safety.
You're gonna encourage inappropriate things going on out there and safety issues too. So with that, staff is recommending that these 15 items, along with the plots that we showed you, be advertised, and you have a public hearing on them in January. A little bit more than the typical amount of time we give for public comment, because this is such a new concept. We want to get the word out to the local governments, the watermen's associations, the public in general.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Holland, question? Or?
Question.
Yep.
The grounds that these are going to be on, is this Baylor ground?
No.
This is state owned bottom.
These unassigned.
Unassigned bottom that's just hadn't been assigned yet. Okay.
Further questions?
I'll just comment.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bott. Go ahead.
I'll just comment that I was at the Shellfish Management Committee meeting, and what Jack says is accurate. Really, no one had any interest in these things. But I guess from my point of view, I'm hoping that we will find innovative ways of performing aquaculture that are not known at the moment. And if we open this to the general public and allow this to happen, perhaps we will.
One step at a time.
Perhaps we won't, but perhaps we will.
Well, if we don't, it's not because we didn't try.
Right.
We haven't followed the mandate of the General Assembly. Jack's been working on it, and the staff very diligently. So.
Stacking cages is one of the, for example, that's perhaps something that might work.
We have been training a lot of watermen in aquaculture. You'll recall we're using a portion of the crab disaster money to train crabbers how to get into oyster aquaculture, and there's a lot of interest in that. I think these areas around Tangier will probably end up being used by some of the Tangiermen who have now been trained in these aquaculture techniques.
I'll make a motion.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. If you would like to make a motion.
I'm just going
to
make the motion that we have a public hearing in January on this subject.
Motion made by Mr. Fox, second by Mr. Plumley. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.